Starting January 6, the Lunchbox Cafe opened its doors at 8 a.m., a full hour earlier than before, to better serve commuters and early risers in the Halton region. According to Cheryl Miller, manager of the Lunchbox Cafe, the change is driven by a desire to offer flexibility for breakfast on the go while continuing to support adults with developmental disabilities through hands-on training opportunities. "We wanted to extend our hours so those early risers and commuters could either dine in or take one of our delicious meals to go," Miller says. "It will take a while for people to catch on, but we're hoping this small shift in our schedule will make a big difference." A training cafe with a mission. The Lunchbox Cafe isn't just another breakfast spot, it's a social enterprise under Community Living North Halton, dedicated to equipping adults with developmental disabilities and high school co-op students from life skills programs with practical job and social skills. Throughout the week, 5 individuals train at the cafe, with 1 employed staff member who has a developmental disability. The tasks are tailored to each person's abilities, focusing on food preparation, safe handling, customer service, and teamwork. "We assess our trainees daily," says Miller. "Our goal is to see consistent improvement and help them move on to competitive employment." Community Living North Halton's employment support program steps in once someone is ready to explore job opportunities. Trainees get hands-on experience in a working cafe, learning not only how to make a great cup of coffee or prep a sandwich, but also how to engage with customers and follow detailed instructions. These skills translate well beyond the Lunchbox Cafe, positioning individuals for future work or volunteer roles in the broader community. They're trained in restaurant-related tasks, but they also learn crucial soft skills, how to interact with people they don't know, how to communicate with coworkers and supervisors, and how to follow instructions independently, Miller explains. Catering and room rentals for the community. Catering for private events, corporate functions, and community gatherings is a significant part of the Lunchbox Cafe's revenue stream, directly supporting its mission. Clients include local school boards, departments within the Halton region, and various independent businesses, churches, and individuals needing event services. "Our catering services are integral," Miller shares. "They keep us relevant while showcasing who we are and what we do. Plus, it helps introduce our trainees to different businesses, giving them even broader exposure to the hospitality industry." Looking for a venue? The Lunchbox Cafe has 3 meeting rooms of varying sizes that are available year-round. They are equipped with projectors, whiteboards, and video conferencing options and offer both standard and nonprofit rates. "We rent to anyone who needs a space, churches, private businesses, community groups," Miller explains. "That additional foot traffic brings more people into the cafe and fosters even stronger community connections." Volunteering, partnerships, and community support. The cafe welcomes local volunteers willing to commit at least 4 hours a week. Miller says information about volunteering can be found on their website, Facebook page, Instagram, and on the Charity Village website. She notes that continued support from the community, whether buying a meal, booking a meeting room, or using the catering service, remains the lifeblood of this unique nonprofit venture. "We rely on people choosing us for a great meal, a catered event, or a room rental," Miller says. "Every bit of support helps us sustain the important work we do." Local partnerships remain key to the Lunchbox Cafe's success. One of their most impactful current collaborations is with Food for Life, whose donations help support Community Living North Halton's group homes on tight budgets. The cafe also frequently receives help from community members, whether through donations in times of crisis, like the freezer fire years ago, or by simply sharing the Lunchbox Cafe's posts on social media. Looking ahead, the cafe will host its 13th annual Christmas in July event on July 25, 2025. It will offer a full turkey dinner for dine-in or takeout, heat and serve. "We want to remain a place where everyone belongs and is valued," Miller emphasizes. "Whether it's enjoying a meal, booking a catered event, or renting a meeting room, we want people to have a positive experience here." To support the Lunchbox Cafe's mission, consider dining in, ordering catering, volunteering, or renting meeting space. The cafe regularly updates its website, Facebook page, and Instagram with news, fundraisers, and volunteer opportunities.